This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A very deep fire has hampered rescue efforts at a collapsed oceanfront condominium tower near Miami, Florida. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says firefighters are using every tool they have.
Infrared technology. We're using foam. We're using water. And all the tactics that we can to contain the fire and minimize the smoke spread.
And while the search and rescue operation continues, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did not have good news for people waiting to hear about their loved ones.
You wake up in the morning hoping that more and more people were pulled out, and you know, that just news hasn't been what we had hoped.
159 people remain unaccounted for since Thursday's collapse, which has killed at least four. I'm Shelley Adler.
Britain's health minister Matt Hancock quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4 weeks. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Sydney and surrounding areas have entered a hard 2-week coronavirus lockdown as authorities struggle to control a fast-spreading outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reports.
Authorities say the city and surrounding areas have about 80 confirmed cases of the Delta variant of the virus, and it's spreading rapidly. The country also remains largely unvaccinated. Parts of Sydney, Australia's biggest city, were already under lockdown due to the outbreak. Gladys Berejiklian is the Premier of New South Wales.
If we're going to do this, we need to do it properly. There's no point doing a 3-day lockdown and then having the virus continue to bubble away in the community.
Under the rules in place for July 9th, people can leave home only for essential work, medical care, education, or shopping like groceries. The government says 28% of people aged 16 or older have received their first COVID-19 vaccine shot.
That's Maha Albadrawi. Finland has seen a spike in coronavirus cases due to soccer fans returning from a recent European Championship match in St. Petersburg, Russia. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The Finnish health authorities urged all passengers who returned home via bus to take a coronavirus test, as they believe buses may have been exposed to the virus. Finland played two of its Euro 2020 group games in St. Petersburg, facing Russia on June the 16th and Belgium on June the 21st. At least 2,000 Finns are estimated to have travelled to the city for those matches. I'm Karen Chamas.
The suspect in a knife attack in southern Germany that left 3 women dead was ordered kept in custody Saturday on suspicion of murder, while authorities puzzled over a possible motive, examining his mental health and seeking to determine whether he was radicalized. On Saturday, the man appeared before a judge who ordered him held in jail pending a possible indictment on suspicion of 3 counts of murder, 6 of attempted murder, and another of bodily harm. Officials said he did not have a criminal record, but there were 2 incidents earlier this year that resulted in him being sent briefly to a psychiatric hospital. Authorities also were looking at the possibility of the man having been radicalized as an Islamic extremist. Johnson & Johnson has agreed to pay $230 million to New York State to settle claims that the pharmaceutical giant helped fuel the opioid crisis. The deal, involving a lawsuit brought by Attorney General Letitia James, removes Johnson & Johnson from a trial that is slated to begin next week on Long Island, part of a slew of litigation over an epidemic linked to nearly 500,000 deaths over the past 2 decades. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.